Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has begun an extensive tour of Asia. Today, she met with Indian leaders in New Delhi, and they discussed the possible sale of F-16 jet fighters to India. They also talked about the Bush administration's plans to provide the advanced fighter planes to Pakistan, India's neighbor and rival. NPR's Philip Reeves is following this story from New Delhi. And, Philip, how did the talks go today?
Well, Rice has chosen to make India the first stop in her six-nation tour, and it appears the mood was very cordial. I mean, one reason for the fact that it is the first stop is that the Bush administration is trying to consolidate its strategic partnership with India, and as part of that, they've been talking about enhancing cooperation over defence and aerospace and high technology and energy and, of course, trade.
And at the same time, of course, the United States is relying very much on Pakistan and its efforts in Afghanistan, the war on terror, and India and Pakistan have been trying to get a little bit closer together, haven't they?
Yes, and Rice had some laudatory words about that. At a press conference that she shared with the Foreign Minister of India, Natwar Singh, Rice said it was heartening that the peacemaking between India and Pakistan not only has continued but accelerated after last year's change of government in India. As she spoke, actually, most of India was engrossed in the latest cricket match in a series being played between India and Pakistan, in itself a measure of the progress on that front. Singh said that he looked forward to seeing Pakistan's President Musharraf coming to India, and it's just been announced that Musharraf will be coming on the 17th of April. But he did also pointedly remind Pakistan to fulfill a promise to stop what he called cross-border terrorism. That's incursion by militants into Indian-controlled Kashmir.
What were some of the other areas of disagreement that intruded on all these pleasantries?
One was over India's talks with Iran over a $4 billion pipeline to carry gas to India, which, as it industrializes and modernizes, has a strong need for new energy sources. Washington's concerned about this possible deal as it arises at a time when it's trying to pile pressure on Iran over its nuclear program. Rice said these concerns were well known to India, but India's Foreign Minister Singh didn't budge on this, and he publicly said that India was indeed in pipeline talks with Iran, with whom it has no problem of any kind, he said. Singh also registered in public India's unease over the possibility that the US will sell F-16 fighter jets to Pakistan, although Rice has signaled that Washington's also willing to discuss selling them to India.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that. The United States for years was concerned about India's nuclear program, Pakistan's nuclear program. That was one of any number of reasons that the United States was unwilling to sell high-tech military equipment to either country. What has changed the U.S. position now?
Well, one of the central things that has changed in the Pakistani context is that Pakistan has become a major ally in the war on terror. So that's brought the country closer to the U.S., and Rice has referred to that specifically. And indeed, relations have greatly improved with India, too. And I think part of that process is that the peacemaking between India and Pakistan has helped pave the way for better relations with Washington.
Philip, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Philip Reeves in New Delhi.